You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
You're listening to Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right here on News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. This is Brian Taylor standing in for Phil Williams. Phil is out today and tomorrow, maybe Friday too. He's celebrating his 35th anniversary with his wife, Charlene. So congratulations to them. I hope if y'all are listening, I hope you're having a good trip. And we're going to do our best to hold down the fort here. We've got a lot to talk about today. Of course, I've got Copper here with me as always. She's going to keep it straight. How are you doing today, Copper?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. You getting ready? Last time I was with you, we were talking about getting ready for Thanksgiving. Now Christmas is coming up on us. What are your plans this Christmas?
I might have to run out of town for the wedding of one of my childhood friends.
Before Christmas? They're not having the wedding.
No, Christmas. Right before Christmas. It's the 19th.
Okay. Well, at least it's not during football season. Some people make that mistake. But,
true.
Well, that's great. Is your whole family going to get together for Christmas? Or I think during Thanksgiving, you told me you were just going to do something low-key with your sister in town?
Yeah, we're all over the place. My family's spread across like 4 different states. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, might have to do just a quiet at home again.
Yeah, well, we're spread out over Georgia and Alabama, but we usually try to get together at some point. Yeah. I think maybe we're going to go over to Savannah for a few days to visit my brother over there and celebrate Christmas there before we come back home.
But that sounds nice.
We're looking forward to it. The supply chain crisis is still a little bit scary. My son had his 11th birthday this past Thursday, and I ordered a birthday present for him online almost a week in advance, but I ordered it with I paid a little extra fee to get the 2-day FedEx shipment, overnight shipment or 2-day shipment, and the darn thing still hasn't arrived.
Oh, wow.
So, maybe it was in a ditch in Coleman. I don't know if you've heard about that. FedEx, some FedEx driver apparently ditched 450, 500 packages in a ravine
that.
In Coleman. Not
so
sure
weird.
Whatever came of that. But hopefully we won't be too disrupted by the supply chain issues as we go into Christmas. Because I still have to buy my Christmas presents. Are you done shopping?
No.
You got a lot to do.
I haven't even started.
Well, I'm right there with you, and I suspect a lot of people are. Although a lot of people this year that I've talked to have already begun, and some have finished because they're worried about the supply chain issues. They don't trust the Biden administration to fix it by Christmas. Hard to believe.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we've got a lot to talk about today. We've got three great guests that are going to be joining us during the next 3 hours. First of all, Attorney General Steve Marshall is going to join us here in just a few minutes, actually, to talk with us about his recent victories in the federal courts against the Biden administration's vaccine mandates. We're also going to talk at the top of the 3 o'clock hour. We'll be talking with John Wall, the Alabama Republican Party chairman, who's just back from Washington and wants to give us an update on what a mess things are there and what his take on it is and how the Alabama Party is going to stand up to the Washington bureaucracy and the mess that's going on there. And then during the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by my friend Eric Johnston, who is a lawyer for the Southeast Law Institute and was one of the authors of Alabama's recent bill that was enacted. I can't remember if it was last year or the year before, but it was one of those bills designed to challenge the decision in Roe v. Wade and overturn Roe v. Wade. And he's going to give us a little bit of his take on the recent Supreme Court arguments and where we expect the court to go with the Dobbs case out of Mississippi, which could result in overturning Roe v. Wade. But before we get there, I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the things that I've been seeing just in the news lately on the truth front. Every time I turn on the news, or every time I go to a website, it looks like the left is just absolutely lying or denying about the facts. The facts don't matter to them. You know, President Biden said he was opposed to vaccine mandates, said there won't be any vaccine mandates. And then he, of course, started using the administrative power of the executive branch in an unprecedented way to implement vaccine mandates across the board, but the facts don't matter. Kyle Rittenhouse shot two white men in self-defense, not black men. It was not an act of callous aggression, but the facts don't matter. The left is still coming unhinged about that case. We see progressive policies that seek to defund the police and reduce criminal penalties for thieves in California, and things that have led to an epidemic of smash-and-grab crime sprees. But the facts don't matter. Even AOC, we'll talk about a little later, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is denying that the smash-and-grab robberies even exist. We've got liberal Supreme Court justices decrying the potential overturning of Roe v. Wade as political gamesmanship in the courts, while at the same time pretending that they don't have a political position in favor of upholding Roe v. Wade. But the facts don't matter. And the hypocrisy doesn't matter to them. Why? Because for the left, lying to achieve their progressive ends is not only okay, it's part of the playbook. It's axiomatic Marxism that the end justifies the means. Morality doesn't matter. Facts don't matter. At the end of the day, the only thing that matters is the attainment of their own sanctimonious policy objectives, the reordering of society according to their own morally relative standards. And the policy must be what we decide, what we dictate. And so they're always right. Therefore, if it takes manipulation, deception, or lying, downright denial of incontrovertible facts staring them in the face, they'll stay the course and continue the manipulation. Continue to manipulate, deceive, lie, and deny. We'll be right back after this with Attorney General Marshall right here on WVNN.